speak English. I understand Hindi, but.
By the way, Maharaj had done his PhD in chemistry. He is Russian, but of course he did by in English, so the language is also English.
I don't know what chemistry does have to do with holy. Perhaps yeah, showing colors. But I will tell a little story about holy, and that has something to do with chemistry, with the original chemistry. I was very happy to hear this quiz and answers. So perhaps you will like this little story. Krishna was black. You all know that Krishna was black. And his friends would always tease him. Oh, Shyam, you are so black, you are so black, you are so black. And you know, sometimes little children, they are very nasty. So at one point, he came running to Mother Yashoda. And he was crying and crying and crying, Maya, Maya, Maya. Why was I born black? Can you born me again? Can I be born again? You know, why Radha is so fair? Why is she golden? Why am I black? It's not fair. I want to be born again. Yashoda said to him, my dear son, I like you as you are. You are so beautiful. You are Sundar. You are Shyam Sundar. I don't want you to be different. But then Krishna, he was a little pacified and a little consoled by this. But then he again started saying, you know, why Radha is so fair? Why is she so fair? And Mother Yashoda, she gave him a little dye, little color. She said, if you want her to be different color, just go to her and smear this color over her face. And she will become different. And if you want to be different, just take a little golden color and put it on your face. And you will become golden. So, this is the original desire of the Supreme Lord. Actually, behind this little story, which may seem a little funny story from Raj, there is a great philosophy. As somebody said, answering this quiz, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, golden avatar of the Supreme Lord, was born on this day of Holi. And it is said in our scriptures, in Chaitanya Charitamrita in particular, that it is the Lord who wanted to take the mood of Srimati Radharani. What are these colors? Sometimes people don't understand what these colors means. Colors, when it comes to the Supreme Lord, means his mood. It's a symbolic description of the mood of the Lord. Krishna is Shyam, Shyamasundar, means he's very difficult to understand. It also means that he has very deep love. This color of Shyam is the color of Sringar Ras. According to Bharata Muni, the great dramatist of the ancient India, he described the correspondence between the colors and the moods. Like we all know, when we become angry, we change our color. When we become angry, we become what?
Red.
No, no matter who you are, you may be Indian, you may be Russian, you become red. So, every mood, every emotional state has certain color. So this color of the love of Sringar Ras is Shyam. It's very deep, dark, black, like the cloud. But Krishna wanted to become like Radha. Radha is golden. And Shyam, we know, he takes. The black color means it absorbs everything. And golden color means giving away. So Srimati Radharani is in this mood. Shyam is in the mood of taking. He is accepting service, he is the Supreme Lord, he is Bhagavan, and we all have to offer him obeisances, offer him whatever we have. And Radha is in the mood of giving. She is the giving part of the Supreme Lord of the Supreme Truth. Therefore she is golden. You know, sun is golden and sun is always giving, 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 giving. Unlimitedly giving, giving heat, giving light, giving everything. So when Shyam wanted to take the color of Radha, it means that he wanted to change the mood. He wanted to change the mood and turn into somebody who is giving. And he is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this golden color, and he is coming on this day of Holi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to our scriptures, is the most magnificent avatar of the Lord. He's always giving. He doesn't ask anything. He doesn't ask you, first pay and then I will give. He's not a businessman. Or if he's a businessman, he's a very bad businessman. He just gives. He came to give, and he came to give something which is very valuable. The most valuable thing which we need is love. Actually, everything else which we want to have is just a means by which we want to get love. Why people want to be beautiful? Why people want to be rich? Why people want to be strong? Because they want love. They know, if I am strong, if I am rich, somebody will love me. Maybe. But that's not sure. But ultimately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows our most important need. Our most important need is to love and to be loved. And he comes and he teaches us how to get this love and how to give this love. And he says that the most simple way to get love, to feel love of God, is to chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. He comes and gives this. And ultimately this is the means to transform our heart. Now our heart is black. But we want it to become golden. We want it to become giving. We want it to become very magnificent. So this festival of Holi is the festival of transformation. We want to be transformed, and the means to transform ourselves is love. And ultimately, holy name of the Lord. And I saw this beautiful flowers for you to practice little Holi. And there is another story which I will tell, little story from Raj. How Krishna was playing, and gopis were playing this full holi with Krishna. Once Krishna was sitting with Radha, and they were sitting in a kunja. And you know, kunjas are little groves in Vrindavan where Radha and Krishna are hiding away. And they were sitting and they were completely absorbed in love. Shyam was chanting Radha's name. He was chanting Radha, 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 Radha. And Radha was chanting his name. Shyam, 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 Shyam. And they were totally, completely absorbed in this and they forgot about the time. And you know, their relationship are not exactly legal. They're somewhat illegal. So they became totally unconscious about the time and they forgot about the passage of time and they were just chanting and they were completely in samadhi. So the gopis, the girlfriends, they became a little worried. What will happen? So much time passed by, they're still there, and they were trying to, you know, to wake them up. So one gopi, how to do this? They cannot enter, they cannot just, you know, wake them up. So one gopi, she just threw a little flower at the priest. But he didn't notice it. And another gopi threw another flower in the Krishna, and another gopi, and they started throwing and throwing and throwing and throwing and throwing. And Krishna is still sitting there. Radha, 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 Radha. She just cannot do anything. And ultimately, the flowers, you know, the mount of flowers became so big that it reached Krishna's nose and Krishna's mouth. And at that point, he just couldn't pronounce anymore, Radha. it didn't go out. So at this point, his samadhi broke. He looked around and he saw this, you know, flowers around him, and he, you know, and this moment when samadhi broke, he just threw all the flowers around. And this is how this full holy started, this flower holy started. So today is a very nice holy. And you all here sitting in this nice warm day. Day after tomorrow I'm going to Russia. There is a lot of snow. There is only one way to play holy in Moscow is just to throw snowballs. There's no other way to do it. But anyway, we're still celebrating the same festivals there because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who came and gave us this beautiful culture. Thank you very much. Thank you.